Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Last summer, a school district in Oregon announced it would provide condoms to middle schoolers as young as age 11. The superintendent said this was necessary because every few years, a middle school student either became pregnant or fathered a child. In New York last year, high school students were offered a full variety of condoms with special features in assorted flavors. That sort of thing seems to go far beyond so-called safe sex. It promotes more sexual experimentation. Several years ago, the New York City Public Schools gave out 800,000 condoms. That's more than three condoms for each high school student. Their school-based clinics also gave out 12,000 morning after pills and inserted an unspecified number of IUDs, all without asking parents' permission. This sort of policy gives students a very warped view of sex. The message they learn is that sex is safe and that early sex with multiple partners is normal and healthy. Nobody warns them of the dangers, and boys learn to see girls as sex objects. It's ironic that the people pushing contraception in middle school are often the same people crying about a so-called rape culture on college campuses. It's difficult to remove morality at age 12 and then think you can reinstate it when the kids are age 18. Passing out condoms and providing IUDs show that both schools and parents have failed to protect these children. You don't protect youngsters from pregnancies and STDs by passing out condoms. You protect them by teaching them morals. Having sex at age 13 is damaging to a child even if they don't get pregnant or sick. And schools and parents should be preventing condom use, not encouraging it. Since schools seldom warn parents about these policies or even give them advance notice, you might want to check out what's being passed out at your local school.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and... I'm not hearing anything. I'm hot. Good afternoon. Sitting in a new studio somewhere in Arizona here. This is going
to
be really...
Yeah, this is Erskine talking with John Stadtmiller. We're happy to be on. And we've got a lot to talk about today.
This is going to be really weird. What do we need to do to fix this?
I think we're on. I think we're gone.
Yeah, but I've got nothing in my ears.
Well, we should be hearing it right now, and if somebody will say something from studio, we'll know that we're absolutely on. Good. We're great.
Yeah, but there's only one problem, Daniel. I have nothing in my ear. I have no return.
You're not going to get it here.
What's that?
Not going to get it. That's the way we do it here.
Oh, really?
It's the Arizona way. Come on, John, get with it.
Well, hell, you should have told me that.
Right, okay. Right. That's the way we do it here. Well, we're doing great. We've got a lot to talk about today, don't we?
But I've never talked without hearing myself talk. It's a strange experience, Erskine. Sitting here with Erskine out in Peoria.
Not Illinois, Arizona.
Yeah, you know.
Beautiful weather. Everything's going great. The global cooling has certainly affected everybody. This global warming. Oh, my gosh. The whole country's being inundated with global warming. No matter where you're listening, I'm sure that you're really happy with the global warming situation. Lord golly, how can they? And this is what our president said was the number one issue in the world today is global warming. Yeah, I bet you everybody's realizing how important that is to them, aren't they?
Isn't there snow in California right now?
Snow, rain, disasters, cold weather going across the entire country. 18th year of cooling. We're in a mini ice age, and poor farmers, they were preparing for global warming, and they're getting global cooling. They weren't preparing for it. We know who was preparing for it. You've got the Murray Strongs of the world who were preparing for it. Those were the ones, and it's being done for what reason? Obviously, it's being done so that they can manipulate and control us. It's all about manipulation and control.
But Erskine, people are waking up. Pretty much everybody has figured out that the global warming scam is exactly that. It's a global warming scam.
Just by walking outside, they realize it. Excuse me. Right. It doesn't take a genius to figure that one out.
You know, I was watching Fox News this morning, and I sometimes question whether they have their... the information on their polls. They actually ran a poll of their own that said that 81% of the people in this country are expecting to have ISIS attack the United States. 81% of the people. I don't even know if 81% of the respondents to any survey could tell you what ISIS even is.
Well, I think a lot of them are, and I will have to say this, rightfully afraid that perhaps there are cells in this country. I think there are. They're doing lots and lots of recruiting in the prisons, and you've also got a situation where we've got an open border. So it's open to anybody who wants to attack us. They're just streaming across. Until we get control of that, until we start saying, well, we're going to let the illegals stay, what's that do to the legal people who are here? How they feel? And can you really have a country without borders, without having borders? No, I guess if you're the president of the world instead of president of the United States, you can do that.
Yeah, I was just going to say is, you know, as long as you don't have borders and everything is open, well, you have no country, you have no law, you just have the globalist.
We've got copies here of the Constitution of the United States, and what's prescribed to the president is very simple. What's prescribed to the, not only to the president, but to Congress, what they have to do is to keep us safe and secure within our borders. That's one of their main concerns. It's not to feed, clothe, or anything else. It's to keep us safe and secure here from all people, foreign and domestic. We're having more trouble with domestic than we are foreign right now as far as up our Constitution.
Well, everybody's a terrorist now. You know, what I'm finding fascinating, and I've had the opportunity, obviously I've been on the road here, but last night I had the opportunity to do the catch-up on the propaganda channels, and I'm watching this unfold, and Erskine, I got to tell you what, I wouldn't want to be in Washington. I would not want to be in Washington. We got a $1 trillion budget that is supposed to be passed by midnight tonight, man.
$18 trillion debt too, John.
Oh, no. It's a lot more than $18 trillion. See, this was what was always fascinating to me. You know, they'd come up with a communist five-year plan. Well, we'll have a balanced budget in 5 years. No, we're not $18 trillion in the hole. Some people put it north of $200 trillion. You know, that's just what's sitting on the books for the current debt, the current batch of debt. But I was talking to Ron Paul. He pulled me aside and he said, John, and I'd heard this before, but I never heard a number. He said, John, he says, the past, present, and future obligations of the United States government, he says, is well over $150 trillion. So when we say $18 trillion is the debt, well, that's doable. That's almost repayable. $150 trillion is not.
Well, when you're digging a hole, don't you normally quit digging? You know, it seems like it isn't a Republican-Democrat issue. I'm watching this situation, and they're all getting along. And, oh, well, you know, it's compromise. That's what the Republicans are saying. We can compromise. They all ran on a platform of compromise, didn't they? Everyone who went out there saying, you vote for me and I'll compromise. No. Right, that's what I want.
Well, actually, you know, I've been paying attention to that, and it's like any politician, they'll promise everything. You know, when we get control of the Congress and the Senate, and we're going to repeal Obamacare. There's no repeal of Obamacare. What they are going to do is reform Obamacare, but it's not going away. Anybody that has the illusion that Obamacare is going to be leaving, they're wrong. They are absolutely, and I'll bet my life on that. It's not going anywhere.
It's not a fixable situation. You can't fix something that's a disaster. We need to get this country back, like the song said.
But anything, Erskine, anything that the federal government does, and it gets screwed up, and we know that it gets screwed up, well, then the reformists come rolling into town. Oh, well, yes, okay, it's a little broken, it's a little this, it's a little that. Take, for instance, the VA hospital. Oh, well, we've got to reform that. It's rotten from the inside out.
More money. More money. That's their answer.
When it fails, you are exactly right. We need more funding. The war on drugs. Do we have less drugs in this country? No, what we have is more control because of the drugs. Erskine, years ago, I interviewed judges and cops. They were all for not legalization of drugs, but decriminalization of drugs. And to take the profit motive out of this.
Especially marijuana. Look what happened when they criminalized alcohol. The 18th Amendment. That brought out all the gangsters, it brought out all the hoods, it brought out all of this and cost us billions of dollars to fight alcohol. It wasn't going away. People obviously wanted it. What is the bad part about marijuana? You get the munchies. Come on. Frito-Lay, they're pushing it. They want it. Of course, it doubled their profits, and we could free up the police for important
issues.
By the way,
the bathtub gin, you know, want to know where mixed drinks came from? Because of the Depression era or Prohibition era stuff tasted so bad that they had to add stuff. That's where mixed drinks came from. Most people don't even know that.
So it did have a positive.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
unauthorized bumper music. Dan, where did you dig that up at? Anyway, we're back. Tell you what, until I get settled in here, let's take some calls. 800-313-9443. I'm like a fish out of water here. So it's great stuff. You're used to working like this. So
give us a call, and we'll put you on, and we'll put that fish back in the water to where we're getting back to normal. The things we were talking about was what was going on, and it seems like they had a real procedural issue. They have to bring up the rules in order to get a vote on the budget. Wow, a vote on a budget, that's something new. It's not business as usual when they're voting on a budget, but Boehner didn't have enough. Democrats and Republicans. You've also got Nancy Pelosi, who is against bringing up the budget. You've got a lot of the conservative Republicans who are against bringing up the budget. You've got, on the other hand, Barack Obama, who wants it up. You've got Harry Reid, who wants it brought up. You've got John Boehner, who wants it brought up. So it's a real Donnybrook that's going on. They had clock ran out, and they were still working on it. And they finally got enough votes to bring up the rule. Now, Boehner is under the impression, House Speaker Boehner, that he will not have the votes to bring forth a new budget. So it's absolutely a disaster there. The Republicans haven't got any leadership. They're not taking a stand. They just are not using what they were put in there for, and that is to make a difference. They're not making a difference, John. They weren't put in for business as usual, and that's what they're doing. You've got the Republicans, the Democrats, and it's more of the same. The country cannot afford more of the same, in my opinion.
Nothing is going to change, Erskine. Nothing is going to change. It does not matter. I mean, I've been listening.
In other words, the controllers who have both control both parties are the same people.
It's the Gambinos and the Genoveses.
Right.
And the only time you get a reaction is when you attack their little game, and they'll turn around and attack you. I guess this is an extension of my Tuesday show, folks, because I am really at a point that we need to start really making inroads and waking people up, because the sad part about this is, as this country deconstructs, we are going to have the horror of sitting around and watching it happen.
But people realize this. The last election was not a vote for the Republicans. It was not a vote against the Democrats. But it was a vote against business as usual and what's going on. They want a change. The people realize this. And if the Republicans can't change it, they're going to throw them out. Hopefully we can get somebody who's a constitutionalist in who would actually look at what's going on.
That's not going to happen either.
Well, I know that. I just said hopefully. I'm not Pollyanna. I knew that wasn't happening, but that's what we need.
Mm. Now, Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. When Erskine was talking about open borders, I see Obama to do a little dangle the carrot in front of this immigration issue of looking for new foot soldiers, for young men to bring into the military. And you know, if you sign here on the dotted line, we'll expedite that that amnesty program for you, and you'll have to serve your country. I look at them to use that to dangle that carrot for some more foot soldiers.
Steve, how long have you listened to the show?
It's just a little over a year now.
You may have noticed that I am agitated, and it's getting to the point where I just feel that something is going to go south rather quickly. And I was talking to Erskine before the program today. The torture subject is out there in the wind. When was the last time that you saw the CIA, the head of the CIA, publicly respond to anything? It was a few years ago. It was out in L.A. What was the Congress critter's name? It was about the drug running in South Central L.A.
Right, they had to respond on that.
Yeah, they had to.
Right.
Yeah, they had to on that one. But I'm looking at this, and now I'm starting to see the CIA starting to cover its tracks.
Sure.
They're cutting off funding for the Syrian rebels. We put this out on the airwaves. It's actually the federal government that's funding ISIS. Well, who is ISIS? Well, that's a scenario between the CIA and the Mossad.
And where does it go back with the ISIS? It actually goes back to Benghazi. That was all about funding the ISIS or the good Muslims in that part going through Turkey.
And here's the point that I want to arrive at. They are now openly on the news talking about declaring by Congress a war on terrorism. Now, Steve, how do you declare a war on people that are shifting, that have different ideologies, that's no battle lines, no battle fronts, there's not caches of weapons, there is not a nation or a flag to bring down once you defeat them?
What was the last war we had? War on drugs. How did that go? Excuse me, I'm against drugs. You're an aspirin. Get out of here. We're going
well,
to fire
the
on you. Come
first
on.
Ingredient for a failure, for government failure on any war is just to announce it. There's your failure star right there.
Right.
How do you
declare war on something that's fluid and nebulous? In other words, you're going to have a war that goes on and never stops. Sure. The war on drugs, the war on terrorism. Why is it got to be a war on everything? Why don't we just say, hey, we've got a problem here. We're going to take care of it. End of story. Right.
Well, but you don't understand. Declaring these wars is making money. And it's about money. It's always about money.
Of course it is. The world wouldn't function without wars, would they, under the way
right.
It's
a war, even if it's a domestic war, it's a war. It's going to be making money for somebody. You
so
know, one war, question I have...
War
had,
is part of the world economy. Let's face it. It's part and parcel of the world economy. Shouldn't be, but it is. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
Well, you know, you're reeling in the CIA. All the politicians are now getting a conscience, and they're growing a spine, and they're saying they had no idea, which is bunk. You know that. They knew this was going on under the Bush administration. But, you know, if we're cleaning house, let's go ahead and reel in this drone program, too. That's a very illegal program, being judge, jury, and executioner. Let's reel that one and stop that one, too.
Well, the next thing you're going to see on the drone program is going to be used here domestically. We know right. that. You and right. I both know that. They're using it. It isn't just for spying anymore. No, it's for killing. And when they have the drones flying in the U.S., how do you know which ones are armed and which ones aren't? I mean, are we going to walk outside and you see a hummingbird and that could be a drone? As one of the senators from California talking about looking outside her balcony, and there was a drone looking in at her. I mean,
well, do you remember that stupid comment Obama made about drone program, about how he's good at killing people? Do you remember that stupid comment he made?
Yeah. Oh, it's hard to keep up with them, Steve.
We got a break here. You want to hang on? You got anything else?
No, I got it. Thanks, John.
Okay. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. I can't see.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Got a lot going on today, a lot going on in Congress, a lot going on around the country as we do every day. Every day is important, and we're in a critical period between now and the first of the year, actually about the 6th or 7th when the new Congress takes over. It's a very dangerous period. This was the time when the Federal Reserve System came in, Christmas Eve. This is a time where they do all sorts of very strange things, so we have to keep an eye out on them. We've got to be watching what's going on. No man's safe as long as Congress is in session. Will Rogers said that back in the 1930s, and we couldn't be more true than we are now. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. Hey, Renee, good to talk with you again. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. You know, I want to make a point to prove that our country is an entire fraud and has been for a very long time. Now, I don't want the military people to misunderstand what I say, because I don't mean I really want this to happen. I'm using this example to prove that our legal system is a complete fraud. Now, the Constitution, which is supposed to be the supreme law of the land, says we're not supposed to have a standing army, which means that all the millions of men that joined the military broke the law, okay? So this is the point that proves our entire country is a sham. How come that not one prosecutor, district attorney, or attorney general has ever gone after one person for breaking this law?
Everything's a fraud. I'm not sure it says that we can't have a standing army. We can't have a standing army in the U.S. to use against U.S. citizens.
Well, we're getting that with this new, with the way they're militarizing the police. The thing is, we're not supposed to have a standing army. John, you know I'm right on this. You were involved with that whole militia stuff. And we're not, but the thing is, because a standing army almost always turns against its own people. And we see, that what's happening is, they are militarizing and turning our police into a domestic army. And I think it's pretty clear they're using them against us. Like I said, that's the law. If that's what they want to do, fine. But then change the Constitution if that's what you're going to do.
No, we don't want to go there. But Carol Chumley wrote a book. I've had her on a number of times.
No, well, I don't really want that. I don't really want that. But I'm saying the thing is, if they don't follow their own laws, what do they tell?
Well, no, they don't. They don't. The law is supposedly built on two things: Constitution and precedents. And we're not seeing that happening anymore. Police State USA, Carol brings up a number of very significant things, and one of them is the way that we're arming the police in this country with surplus military weapons. You'll see these Humvees and these other tanks. We don't need tanks in the United States to use against U.S. citizens. This is not the way it was set up. Police were supposed to be there, as they put on so many police cars, to protect and serve, not to control, not to dominate. It's gotten to a point where if people get pulled over by the police, you better be afraid, be very afraid. It isn't a black and white issue. It's an us versus them. I have felt for the last couple of years that war has been declared against the American public. And the American public just wants to make a living and live happily ever after. That's what we want. We don't need all that other stuff. Thank you for the call, Renee. I really appreciate it. Let's go also in North Carolina. Another Tar Heel. Let's go to Betty. Betty, what you got to ask about?
Well, I listened to John's program on Tuesday and was impressed, and some ideas came to my mind, talking particularly about collapse of currencies worldwide.
Oh, absolutely, especially with the BRIC nations and everything else that's happening with Russia. Absolutely. And what he said Tuesday, it couldn't have been more true, unfortunately. He doesn't want it, I don't want it, you don't want it, but that's the way it's coming.
You know, one of the curiosities, I wondered, the city in London,
within the city, right.
No, would they have sovereignty over that city if the bank collapsed? Could they still keep that as a sovereign piece of ground for themselves, I wonder?
Oh, they're going to keep a lot of things sovereign. You and I both know that. They've got exit plans, I would think, I would imagine. But, you know, it's been a finding. Yeah, I know you've heard this being there in North Carolina. The snakes turn against each other. And I think that's what's going to happen, that hopefully we're going to have snakes turn up against each other. And the people in this New World Order are going to turn and go after each other. When they get tired of fighting us, they're going to fight each other. Because they all want to be dominant. They all want to control the world. And they're going after each other. That's another thing to throw into the mix that could be extraordinarily positive, don't you think?
Yeah, and I have one last thought in mind, and that was, I think the Byzantine Empire for 1,000 years restricted interest payments, and our IMF, with all the fraudulent, fractional, dishonest receipts, if things collapsed and people had to barter, it'll be interesting to see what they'd have to do to make their trading exchanges,
If you've got some jams and jellies, maybe you'll be trading it to somebody who's got some bread and one thing another. You don't know what would happen, but the banks are in a serious problem because they've got a lot of money in derivatives, trillions if not quadrillions in derivatives, more money in that than there is in the entire world, and they've been making fortunes off of that. But now with the oil prices dropping, they had a lot of that in the oil prices, and it's going the wrong way for the banks. And they've got some major situations to look at. I think we could definitely see a banking situation where we all could be in trouble. And if this happens, then the United States, the world, is in deep, deep trouble. So there are lots of things that we need to prepare for. If you've got skills that you can use, get together with your neighbors. Find one person who's good at woodworking, one who's good at plumbing, one who's good at gardening, one who's good at one thing or another. Let's think positive what we can do with each other if this sort of a situation occurs where we need to. It's not just us. We've got to form a network of people, not a commune, but a network of friends, be it with your church or be it with whatever, where we can do things together. And if one person needs something, one person may be a doctor or a nurse, somebody like that who you could call on in need. We need to work together. This could be a positive if we work it that way, to where we're working together as a country again, don't you think?
I agree, and I thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, Bay. We did this, I understand, I'm not that old. Most of you aren't that old. But I understand they did that during the Depression. People came together. They worked together. They did things together. One person needed something, fine, he'd work on. Another person needed something, fine, he'd be the one to work on. We'd all work together. And when you can work together, nobody can tear you apart. You're together as a country, you're together as a nation, you're together as friends. We need to get back to that. Not watching TV, not playing poker, watching on the video games, not texting people. But if you want to play poker, you sit down and play poker with somebody. Sit down and play some games, talk to people, get to know your neighbor. Be it through church, be it through whatever organization or group, or even just knock on the door and say, hey, you know, we haven't talked in a long time, haven't met you. I don't want to borrow anything. No, I don't want to borrow anything. Make it a neighbor who you didn't borrow something from, you have to give it back. But no, make it a neighbor who you say, I don't know that guy. Knock on the door, get to know him. He may be somebody really great, or he may be a jerk, but at least determine what it is. If it's somebody you'd like to work with, that's the way it is. We're going to have to start making friends. That's what it's all about, making friends. And making friends who can work together. You don't have to be absolutely like-minded, but people who we can depend on if something comes down. We need that. Let's go to Fred in Iowa. Hi, Fred. Welcome. Fred, are you there?
I don't know if I can get this out before the break.
If you can't, you want me? We'll hold you over, Fred. Don't you worry about it.
I do. Okay, the snakes are not against each other. They dislike each other, but they're not against each other. We, the people, are against each other. And when I brought up the point repeatedly that specifically whites and blacks and other ethnic groups and nationalities have got to talk together, sane people to sane people, and not
right.
be and fight each other. Well, let me talk here. Okay, the next point, and John and I disagree like holy hell over this, but I, one of my main themes is don't join the military. Now let's analyze that. Well, they've got drones and all this automatic equipment. You know, they don't need the military like they did before, and they can hire mercenaries. Okay, here's the point. 3 to 5% of people know what's happening. Only 3 or 5%.
We will hold you over, Fred. Both points are well taken, and we'll hold you over and talk about it right after these necessary words.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, and John's letting me sit in the big chair today. He had a long, long drive, and he's taking a little bit of relaxation right now. And I'm so happy that so many people enjoyed his Tuesday show. That really rocked. He was really letting it out on Tuesday. Let's go back to Fred. Fred was talking about one of the things, how he doesn't think people ought to be in the military, ought to join the military. Why not, Fred?
Okay, let me explain that. If
yes,
3 or 5% know what the hell is happening, that means that at least 90% will follow the government and don't know what the hell is happening. They got their heads up their sleeves. Well, they brainwashed their own children. Yeah, and I'm not saying kids are bad. These kids will fire on American citizens because they learned it from their mommies and daddies, and they don't know no better. And I'm not knocking the younger generation. I'm 77, and frankly, I get along with the younger generation real well. Now, we've got to win more battles. We want to win the war. We've got to win more battles. Now, at Bundy Ranch, we won a hell of a battle. And that doesn't mean, and I hate to use the powers that be, that terminology, they're never going to give up. But they backed off. Just think, if there was no division between races, and burning up buildings, and, well, if he's black, he's bad. If he's white, he's bad, which that is BS. If we were united together, then that would scare the poopy out of the powers that be, and we would start accomplishing things. Now, when John gave his rant last Tuesday, I agreed with every bit of it, and I'm telling you, I try to be a Christian, but I fail every day of my life. I like to be a I like to be a pacifist, but there's too much anger. Now, when I say don't join the military, I can say this, and I say it with trepidation. Join the militia. I wish every man, woman, and child in the world were armed to the teeth. So any government, and 99% of governments in the world are corrupt and bad, the people and their own countries could protect themselves. Look at what happened in Rwanda. What if they would have had automatic weapons when they come in to take those children into war and cut off their hands and everything? This is simple logic. Now, there's programs out there, and here's where I'm lazy and I run my mouth on RBN, but we've got to keep trying. And Sovereign Man brought up some good points, and others too, that I can't recall. But by God, we have got to stop fighting amongst each other.
Fred, can I interject something here? Number here is 800-313-9443. What we're witnessing right now is a Saul Alinsky. Get the people on the bottom fighting against each other. They won't notice what's happening at the top. We're fermenting. It looks to me like they're actually fermenting this black-white, black-Hispanic disaster that they're trying to bring in. It set race relations back. They want this so that they can either have martial law or so that they won't notice what's going on top. This is what I'm noticing with this. Now, I could be totally wrong on my take on it, but this is the Saul Alinsky style. We're going to be talking with a guy who's going to bring this out. He did a movie, My Real Father, about Barack Obama. But this is what they're doing. They're fermenting this there, and it's the way that they have operated, bringing it out there so that we're not noticing what they're doing on top. It's misdirection, just like a magician uses it, Fred. You know that, and I know that, or at least I really believe that. What do you think, Fred?
I've been saying it for 20 years. When I come back to Iowa from California at the Iowa State Fair, I tried to get on the radio. It was broadcasting from the State Fair, and I just assumed, dumber than hell, that I could go on. And here it is, 15 years later, and I got banned from the radio station because I'm too damn controversial.
We're not going to ban you, Fred, but I will respectfully disagree with your comments about not joining the military, because I think we need people to join the military who will not fire on others. They did a study years ago at 29 Palms to see how many would. And we want people who will not fire on Americans. We don't want good little Nazis. We want people who have a conscience. And this thing with the CIA may be showing us that we want to develop people with a conscience, not people who will do whatever they're told, like good little Nazis. That's a problem when you have that. We want people who have Christian values or have good values and who can follow your leader. But if they tell you to jump off a cliff or they tell you to shoot your fellow brother, you don't want to do that. You don't want people like that in there. We need people who will not do that.
Well, as parents and grandfathers, we should teach our children when they go to a recruiting station to tell them, well, I want to join the military, but I will not. I will not do a following an order that's unconstitutional. And I've yapped on enough. Thank you very much. And John, have a hell of a good day there, buddy. Goodbye.
Thank you so much, Fred. Well, one of the people that we need to talk with, that he was brought up, is Sovereign Man. Sovereign Man from Freedom Land. Come on, Sovereign Man.
Hey, I was praying that I'd be behind Fred.
Got right in that slot, and he's happy to hear from you. Go for it.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, hey, let me give a little shout out to Fred. Hey, Fred. If you're at the computer, you can go to rbnlive.chattango.com and join us in the chat. Or there's also one for the National Intel Report, chattango.com. Okay? So anyway, yeah. There's a host on RBN comes on late Saturday night. His name is Mark Passio. He has a program called What on Earth is Happening? And he did a wonderful dissertation on, what is it, order takers, you know? Why?
Right, right.
Order takers. Now
mindless order takers, or the same thing that the Nazis were doing. Good little Nazis following every order that's said, right, and having no conscience, my friend, no conscience.
Well, they do, but the thing is I've gone to, I don't know if you're familiar with Cop Block.
Right.
.com. Okay, they're basically a watchdog organization. And I agree that shiny badges don't give any extra rights. Okay, these individuals...
No, but the gun they carry does, as long as we don't have guns.
No, it doesn't. It's criminal use force against anybody in order... You know what I mean? That's theft, that's thuggery. But this is what they did. There's a video, you can go to YouTube, type in shiny badges don't give extra rights, and you look for the one that's Cop Block. It basically shows the police saying, you know, they say, will you act on unconstitutional, you know, blah blah blah, and he says, yeah, you know, I'm enforcing the law, it's my job. Okay, so we need to get away from that, and actually we need to be active to hold these people that are accountable, that are acting against the people.
Of course we do. If they're acting against the people unconstitutionally, that's why I agree with the people on what happened in New York.
I understand. The thing about the gentleman in New York, I watched that. That really grieved my spirit.
Being killed by a tax collector and using the police as tax collectors for selling one Lucy, one cigarette. Give me a break. That's insanity.
Yeah, but the sad part is that they stood around and did not help that man. Okay,
no, and the saddest part is they're making it into a racial situation. It didn't matter what color this guy was. They were enforcing this stupid law where they've got all these taxes on cigarettes in New York, and they ended up killing this poor guy over it. And you're looking at the whole situation, and the Democratic Party and the Commissar de Blasio up there, they've got a police task force to collect taxes. That is absolutely wrong, in my opinion. It's become a capital offense not to pay taxes on sales taxes on cigarettes. Cigarettes kill? Yeah, cigarette taxes kill even more. More when we return with Mike, Stefan, and Francis. We get back. Please hold on.
Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.